members of the State Workers Union, the Maine State Employees Association, are gearing up for a possible state government shutdown if a budget agreement isn't reached in the next few days. And as Mal Leary reports, they are warning about the consequences not only for thousands of state workers, but for the state's economy.
At a State House news conference, several union members outlined what to expect if a partial state government shutdown begins July 1st. If a new state budget is not in place, workers cannot be paid. They're not even permitted to show up at their offices, which will be closed. But under his emergency powers, Governor Paul LePage can order those he deems essential to come to work to perform certain functions. Even then, they won't get paid for the work they do until a budget is in place. MSEA Vice President Dean Stefari is a child protective supervisor who says he has no idea if he or his staff will be ordered to work or not.
If there's a contingency plan, the state hasn't shared it with me or my caseworkers. I don't know if we'll be deemed emergency workers and ordered to work without pay, or if we will be ordered to stay home without pay, or even if there'll be a skeleton crew.
He says the uncertainty has caused a lot of worry for workers, some of whom are actively looking for other jobs. MSEA staffer Marianne Tarowski says the union has tried to get more information about which staff may be asked to work during a shutdown, but has been unsuccessful.
We met yesterday with Human Resources, and what they did say is they were going to view this in a narrow frame of emergency workers, but it would be up to the governor to determine that.
Union members are also bracing for the economic effects a shutdown will have for their families if they're locked out of their jobs and aren't able to be paid. Jonathan French is a civil engineer with the Department of Transportation.
Like everyone else, we have bills to pay, like our mortgage and my student loan payment. Our grocery bills are another concern, as my 4-year-old son has a milk allergy and requires a dairy-free diet and household. If the state shuts down, we will most likely have to pay for our groceries using credit cards, pushing us further into debt.
The union released what it described as a partial economic analysis of a state shutdown once thousands of state workers are not receiving their paychecks. Union leaders estimate a loss of $2.5 million a day in direct and indirect economic activity just from 12,000 MSEA members alone. But the ripple effects extend beyond state employees. During the 1991 shutdown, private contractors for the Department of Transportation had to lay off construction workers because DOT could not pay them. Jane Gilbert is a retired state worker who was employed by DOT at the time of that shutdown. She's convinced that the political showdown is all about the Republicans' desire to repeal the 3% surtax on incomes over $200,000 a year, something that Maine voters approved at the polls last fall.
Despite all the rhetoric, all this is about is tax breaks for the rich, and we need to hold that and remember that.
Budget talks are supposed to continue over the weekend, but even if an agreement is reached, Governor Paul LePage has said the only budget he would sign is the one put forth by House Republicans. Democrats have already rejected that plan, and Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon says the governor has made it clear to her that he will take the 10 days he's allowed to veto what he doesn't like. If he sticks by that position, there will be a partial shutdown of state government. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.